Good morning, family first. Nina speaking.
Good morning, it's Georgette. You wanted to talk to me? Excuse me.
Just Nina Knight. I didn't call you, Miss Abney.
Mr. Ho, I know who you is. Mr. Jose said you were waiting for me to call you.
Mm-hmm. Who's your client?
Shirley Martin, Banks Martin.
Martin.
He just texted me like 5 minutes ago, sent me a number, said he's waiting for me to call. I told him I wasn't in today, and I always text him when I don't come in. And he said, so you're going to clock in later.
Jose?
Yes.
Hold on, Martin. Let me see who's. Must be under Banks then. Let me check. He is under Banks. Let me check. Let me see. I don't know why. Jose is getting Martinez mixed with you. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Oh, okay.
Ms. Abney?
Yes.
Yes. So the reason why is because the file Ms. Banks has been transferred to me for monitoring because you are messing up with your clocks, and we're trying to figure out what's going on.
When I get there, I just go straight to work, and I remember you say clocking outside, and I just be forgetting sometimes. But the man be calling, and he
talks to her. I know, but
listen,
babe, the insurance is getting cracked down on this. They want us to terminate the caregiver and put a reliable caregiver that can clock in and out for verification. The problem is when we can't explain keep allowing these timesheets because they don't want us to accept these. They want clock ins and out for them to verify the billing correctly for audit purposes.
Okay.
So you got to be on top of your clocks or they're going to have to replace you with another caregiver.
Okay.
So if you have to clock in outside, as long as you're in front of that building, you're fine. I understand
okay.
You go in and go straight to work, but just please clock in before you enter the door so therefore you can always remember and then clock out right after you exit the house so you'll remember.
Okay. All right.
Because with these timesheets, your EVV percentage is going to go down. And if it can't stay consistent at 85%, then we're going to have to replace you with someone else. Because right now,
okay.
The timesheet has made you one down to 40.77%.
Okay. And it got to be what?
It has to stay consistent at 85%. That's what the insurance is requiring each caregiver.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we allow a timesheet for a one-day miss. In or one day miss out, but as far as for the week or days, this is what makes your points go down.
Okay, so I'll just, because the lift pulled up in front of her door, I'll just do it before I get out the lift. Because once I get there.
Yeah, as long as you're in front of the expediency of the property, you're fine. It's just that we need some consistent clock ins and outs.
All right, I promise I'll get better.
Yes, please.
But I know we've been beefing over there lately.
Mm.
Bad. Real bad.
Is it with the sun again?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they changed their schedule to prevent.
They did change it, but I still got to see him on Mondays. He hasn't said anything, and what I think it is, his mom be lying a lot, quoting a lot of stuff, and I don't know who to be calling to talk to because she don't want nobody else. And I do like her, and I've been there 2 years. I do like her, but she lies a lot. And as a kid, as my mom come and tell me something, I'm going to believe it.
He has cancer.
He can see. So I had to tell him yesterday when me and him had a conversation before I left. I'm like, you got to check your camera. I'm like, I'm not trying to be funny or disrespectful or start nothing, but check your cameras. So you can see what's going on. Put your thing on, because when he want to listen to our conversations, he put the thing on where he can hear.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave it on.
Yeah.
Like, you work in the office by himself at work, and, like, nobody can hear nothing that's going on in his house while he at work. just put it on, because she does a lot of lying, and it hurts too. So last week, the week before, while I'm there, he called saying, "This is Shirley. I want a new aide because I spoke my mind, but I'm there." So when she said, "Well, let's just switch the hours," and I called him, he was like, "Well, didn't you call yesterday?" She said, "No, I didn't call yesterday." Okay. So that's how I ended up switching the hours. Like, it really kind of hurt.
Gotcha.
Problem too, but it really hurt.
Gotcha. Well, just let me know if we come too difficult, because I know a case that becomes really inconvenient for you and your livelihood, you know, then it can create an issue. You know, we want to put y'all in places that both parties is comfortable and the job is real easy going and there's no issues.
Mm-hmm.
But just please be on top of your clocks, because this is a way how they will not offer you another case if you can't clock in with your current one.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, I'm not there today. That's why there's no clock in and clock out. And I always text him.
Mm-hmm. He did tell me that you wasn't there.
Yeah, I always text him, but he responded when he went. I had to call HR a couple of weeks ago because he was not responding to me about anything. But
well, when he don't,
mm-hmm.
you can contact his same number as his. The last two is 11. That is his supervisor. If you don't get no response from him or his supervisor, then you can give me a call.
Okay.
All right.
And I'm going to do better.
Please. Yeah, you've been at this too long. Yeah.
I know.
You're
and I had
to
no
be
problem.
At 99%.
Oh, you said it used to be?
I said it should be. All these years.
I know. And I think, honestly, because some days I'm just talking to you about stuff. But some days I just dread going there. But now that I don't have to interact with her son, it's better.
It's much easier. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm counting on you.
I'm counting on myself.
Okay, I got you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.